Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally. My co-host here, Dave Popowich. Happy post-Halloween. Did you recover?
Listen, it was a combined Halloween trick-or-treating, and my daughter wanted to have her birthday. It's not her actual birthday. It was a few weeks before that, but she wanted to have some friends over for a sleepover. So I had, six 13-year-old girls on a sugar high for a sleepover. Can you top that?
No. Wow. Yeah. And you survived.
Barely, man. I was just barely hanging on.
and you survived. Well, congratulations on survival.
Yeah, thanks.
That's neat. It's good to see you here, buddy. Interesting week when it comes to the markets. Interesting some of the data points.
Yep.
We saw some earnings reports. Buyouts and mergers. Like, it was a very fun week from my perspective because I saw so many different things happening in this week. Closer and closer to the conversation about impeachment, those different issues coming up.
Yeah. But some improving economic data too. You know, it was an interesting week, but not. It was a decent week. Okay, I'm actually going to see if we can stray a little bit from our normal conversation because I had a neat experience. It was a week ago, I was at the Elton John concert.
Well, that's right. You were at Elton John last week. I was doing this show by myself.
Yeah.
That show was much better than when you're on. By the way,
I watched it. I was a bit jealous. It was a good show.
But you got to see Elton John.
I did get to see Elton John.
And there was something about that when you came back and you talked to me about
it. Yeah, I was talking. Listen, it was. I have to confess, I was not an Elton John fan growing up.
No.
Not that I didn't like his music. I just didn't pay much attention to it.
Sure.
It's grown on me as I've gotten older. I had a chance to see Rocket Man, the movie.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, I found it really interesting. It was sad at the same time, but it was about his journey, and it made him as an individual more interesting, and it made his music more interesting to me. And then, of course, we had the experience of seeing him live in Toronto, 72 years old, 3 hours straight. You're just going, wow, this is pretty amazing. But after I was thinking about it, I came back and we were talking about it, putting all those things together, it was interesting because during the concert. Unfortunately, his partner's mother, so his mother-in-law, passed away at 3 a.m. the morning before the concert.
Wow.
Okay. So he spoke about that, dedicated a song to it. At one point towards the end of the concert, he said, this is it for me. And he talked a lot about his experience as an entertainer and sort of the rush that he got off of the adulation and the cheering and the, all of that stuff. And he spoke very eloquently about that. And at the end of it, he said, and I appreciate that. I love all of you for all of that. But I'm done with that now.
Mm-hmm.
This is now about my family.
Yeah.
Right? It's about the kids that we're raising. And it was just kind of a cool, I was sitting there thinking, it was a great way for me to experience what I experienced with Elton John. But it's relevant to what we talk about every day.
Yeah.
Right? It's this whole journey, if anybody knows anything about Elton John, you know that he's clearly made a lot of money through his career.
Yeah.
At one point, one out of every 20 records sold in the world were one of his records at his peak. That's a lot of records he sold. Yet, he had a spending problem. He didn't have a revenue problem. He had a spending problem. Yeah. He speaks about that openly, right?
Openly.
I love to spend money, and then I have to go back on tour again. I'm running out of money.
Yeah.
So it was every element. As I was listening to, I was watching the movie, I was experiencing his music, I was listening to him speak. I'm walking through this entire process that we talk to clients about all the time on this grand scale that would be Elton John's life.
And his problem with spending is typical. Now, of course, his spending is a lot different than a lot of people's spending because now we're talking dollars versus.
Yeah.
But he spends more than he makes.
Right.
And people in the entertainment industry are fortunate because they can go back on tour to make more money.
Right.
If you have a spending problem right now, Dave, you can't really go make more money if you have a 9-to-5 job.
Well, if you've retired, right, that job may not be there for you. Elton John and performers like that clearly have the ability to ride on their and just go put a concert on.
Correct.
When we're gone, when we sail off into the sunset, and most normal people, you don't just get to call up your employer again and say, hey, I'm just going to come back for a 3-night show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And this is where a lot of people who are transitioning say, I'm going to just go back and do consulting. Like it's an automatic assumption that's going to happen, right?
Right.
And sometimes you have no choice. You have to go back. Right. You remember the story we have?
Yep.
We have a client who's a dentist and has retired three times.
Right.
And fortunately, because of his skill set, he could go back, make more money, and then come back and retire.
Mm-hmm.
And then
but
realize,
he had a health issue.
Realized yeah. he spent too much money right. and went back.
Right.
And then, right? So those.
Now, let me just finish that story because it's relevant to the Elton John story. But he had a health issue that eventually prevented him from going back again.
Correct.
Unique skill set, but I can no longer do it. He had some issues with his hands. Elton John said the same thing. So he didn't say it in the tour, but the next day, due to some health issues,
yep.
I didn't see what they were, or maybe he disclosed it. I don't know. Canceling tour, right? So yep. even with a unique skill set, you can. There's other yep. extenuating circumstances.
Retirement can be pushed on you,
right?
Because you can't,
right?
So we have to remember that. And this is a very interesting period. If you look at anybody who's looked at or researched more celebrities, popular people, athletes, and so forth, you know, you end up getting this quick money,
right?
And then you end up spending it very fast,
right?
And it's very challenging. I think people who get pension payouts, severances, lottery wins, inheritances,
right?
That's quick money.
It's quick money.
And they experience similar things.
Yeah. I want to talk about the journey for just a second again, Faisal, because it left an impression on me when I watched the movie again. I went in not knowing very much about Elton John, his life, and so on and so forth, and I came out going, wow. It reminds me, as an advisor, the importance about the narrative, the lifestyle, the journey. How did you get here?
Yeah.
Right? We talk about that often, and it's important when we're talking to a client, a new client, whatever the case may be, to understand how they got there, right? Yeah. Nobody arrives at our desk, right, having been born that day with this amount of money at that age. There's a whole process that they've gone through to get here, and it shapes and influences the way they're going to think about money, relationships, what they're going to do in their lifetime. And I think in terms of the context, often when people get frustrated with things, sometimes they'll vent to us on whatever the case may be. It could be the election, or it could be a performance number, or it could be a certain stock or company like Encana leaving. Who knows what the issue is? But it's an interesting isolated event that when you dig in a little deeper, it often reveals this really big experience that people have had, yeah, right? Yeah. And so we talk about this idea of more than money, right? We named the show this 10 years ago because we recognized early this is about way more than money.
Absolutely.
It's about the experiences that got people to where they are today and then the experience that they choose to have, hopefully, going forward, right? There are some people that don't choose and they just wander, and I'm not sure that's a good quality. But it was really relevant. Like, I watched that movie, I think, in a different light and a different concept or a different way than I would have, you know, before being in this business. If I was 25 years old, wasn't in this business watching that, it would have been a very different experience for me. But I was just absolutely taken and fascinated with how hard his life was and the things that influenced and shaped his career that eventually influenced and shaped where he was the day I saw him. And with interest, I will follow to see what that looks like on a go-forward basis.
Yeah, it's a very amazing journey he's been through. And to say that if everybody could just document their story, you'd be surprised how amazing your own life is and what's contributed to how you've made your decisions or how you influence others or how it's been influencing yourself.
Part of what we're doing here in this show and have since day one is try to raise awareness and education about all of these things, these lifestyle things, right?
Yeah.
So wealth is only important in the context of what it does for you.
Yeah, it's not it's not a means to itself. It's a means to an end.
Right.
Right.
And a well-defined end is an important piece of
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Right? And we talk about, and you talk about regularly, personal values. What's your value system, right? Your value system should be taken into account when you think about wealth. Anyways, I could go on and on. It was a touching moment for me, I have to say. It was a really cool experience, well beyond just the excellent music that he delivered.
I love what we do because we can see what happens in the real world, and we can see how it impacts people, more importantly, how we can learn from it and help our clients.
Yeah.
So I love that part. So good on you for bringing that story back home.
Yeah, real good. Okay, listen, we're going to have to, we got some cool stuff to talk about today, but we should remind everybody that we want to talk about that journey, and we want to challenge you, if you come to our seminar, to think about your journey, what got you here, what your personal values are, and what that experience that you want going forward is going to look like, because that's the context that you need when we talk about the framework of how to plan for retirement.
Yeah, and that framework and how to bulletproof your retirement through your lifestyle is going to be on Tuesday, November 19th, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. We are filling up fast, so you can register by phone or online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Dementia is a topic that we cover regularly, affecting a lot of people, including my family. Did you know that there's some new research that indicates pain, just good old-fashioned pain, may be one of the real problem points that's going undiagnosed, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.